Hi, Mort. It's Paul.
Hello, Paul.
Hi. Thanks for the program. You could save my marriage. I've been married 19 years. 2 years ago, my wife told me she wasn't in love with me anymore. I was crushed. She also said that she had feelings for another man, which hadn't happened in 19 years, and she's not pursuing that right now inside our marriage. But you know, she's kind of treating this as a wake-up call that we're not meant to be together. So after a week of no sleep, I'm just a broken man. I moved out of our bedroom and give her some space and also get us some sleep. I had a pretty I had a really successful career, worked really hard. I think I'm a case study for your book. I thought I was doing all the right things.
What's your question?
Well, my question is, my wife has told me, over the years that, almost all the things in your program, be present, listen, date nights, emotional intimacy, and now the shoe's on the other foot, and she's obstinate. So my question is, I fear, she's not going to give me a chance to show that I've changed and let love grow. I talk about the program, she's not interested. I'm doing all the work, I'm trying to change my habits. So I need advice on how to cope better as a lone ranger, control my loneliness, give her the right amount of space, but at the same time, try to show her that I'm changing. So I'm struggling with that balance. And so that's my question. How do I, just the balance of giving the space, not pushing too hard, and
Okay.
it's particularly a lone ranger.
I understand. I'm concerned, though, about how you're defining that balance. So let me say a few things that will help all of you define it a little better and find the proper balance where there's balance that's required, and don't worry about it where it's not. You're talking about, demonstrating change and also at the same time giving your wife space. So let me start with by making a distinction between pressure and persistence. Pressure is what a person feels when you talk to them about the marital situation, the problems, the issues, the other man, the other woman, the divorce, the separation, anything that relates to the heaviness of your relationship problems. Any talk or discussion results in a person feeling very heavy, burdened, depressed. Very often those conversations, in addition to them being a downer, they're also conflict-ridden because you take one position and they see it the other way, and then you dig your heels in, and you try to persuade each other. And you've heard me talk about how important it is to not talk about your marriage and your situation. And when you do make that mistake, a person feels pressure. And if what you mean or what she means by give me space is space from that pressure, space from the discussion, the talk that around the topic of the marriage, then there's no balance to find. You should be giving her total space from that. You should be refraining from completely from talking about the marital situation. You've all heard me say before, I'll say it again, say little, do much. Speak in the vocabulary of your actions. I've never seen, thank God I've been part of many successful reconciliations, I have never seen a marriage successfully reconcile because of anything that somebody said to their spouse. Marriages don't change because of things people say. Marriages change because people change. And so there's no balance to strike. Refrain completely from those conversations. Remember, when you got married, you said, I do. And that's because it's what you do that determines the quality of your marriage. And at this stage, and in your cases, it determines the success or failure of your attempted reconciliation. You're never going to talk your way out of something you behaved yourself into. You're better off not trying. There's no balance to strike, Paul. If what she's feeling pressure about or what she's asking for space from is a discussion about the marriage and the situation and Mort's program, just stop 100%. Now, let's talk about the difference between pressure and persistence. Persistence are your constant efforts to take initiative with those actions and those changes that I just referred to. It's behaviors, new patterns, new habits, gestures, acts of kindness. You need to be taking an enormous amount of initiative to fix yourself, to make these changes, to establish these habits. You need to reach out to your spouse through your actions and your efforts and try to make connection day in and day out. And when you do that with persistence, that's a good thing. That's what you have to do if you're going to have any hope of changing your marital situation. Your marital situation has a certain trajectory here. It's headed in a certain direction, and it's not good. That's why you're in this program. If you just get out of the way and do nothing, you don't need a psychologist to tell you where that relationship is going to go, right? It's like Newton's law of physics, you know, something headed in a certain direction. If there's nothing that interferes with it, it'll continue in that direction. It's like that way in relationships, too. That's why when someone's asking for space, the worst thing in the world you can do is give it to them. You've got to get in there and create interactions that have a chance of changing the trajectory of your marriage, that have a chance of creating a new momentum. So if your wife is asking for space, and she's asking for space from the efforts that you're making, the kindnesses you're extending, then you should deny that request. You don't have to talk to her about it. Don't talk to her about it. Just don't comply. So I think people often, this is a common question you should know. People often think that there's some kind of balance that has to be struck here. And in most cases, there's not really a balance. What has to be, what's required is a clear distinction between pressure and persistence. And when you clearly see the difference, then you know where to refrain and where to take initiative. Now, I do want to make one more point that that does speak to some balance, and maybe this is what you're talking about, Paul. You know, sometimes people will say, you know, on page 102, I don't know if that's the page, by the way, but on page 102 of Marriage Fitness, Mort says to do five talk charges a day. So I'm going to call my wife five times a day. But meanwhile, his wife is having an affair, filed for divorce, is completely obstinate, doesn't even want to speak to him once. And so that doesn't make sense. It's important. You have to have the conviction to take initiative and to reach out and try to connect for all the reasons that I just discussed. And sure, making a verbal connection, doing a talk charge, is one of the ways in which you should be doing that every day. And you should have the courage to do that even if your spouse is rejecting you and even if they're telling you not to. You should. But instead of doing it five times a day, maybe if you're dealing with a very difficult situation, you only do it once a day to start. If that's what you're referring to, Paul, when you're talking about finding a balance, then yeah, then there is a judgment call that has to be made. Again, to be clear, it's not a judgment call about whether or not to do talk charges, whether or not to take initiative. We're only talking about degree. You know, it's like, my anniversary is next week, Mort, what do I do? Well, if you're in the Lone Ranger track and dealing with a very difficult situation, you know, you might love to buy two tickets to Paris for a week, but that would be foolish. And that would be bad judgment, because you're going to come across as completely oblivious to your wife's thoughts and feelings. She's not going to go, and it's going to, you know, it's not going to be good. Now, you need, even though she's asking you not to acknowledge the anniversary at all, you need to have the courage to not comply with that request that your anniversary is a significant day. You need to acknowledge it, but you want to try to find, using Paul's word, a balance. I like to think of it more as exercise good judgment and finding a balance between courage and consideration, meaning you have to have the courage to have the conviction to celebrate your anniversary in some way, but you also have to have the consideration to do it in a way that's sensitive to where your wife is at.